Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Lay that bad news on us, Dave.
A South Daytona man near Bonton Beach. Mm-hmm. Already on probation, he violated his probation by burglarizing the probation office.
Smart.
Latravia McGill, 37, was arrested about 1:50 a.m. on Monday and accused of breaking into the probation office. Officers responded to an alarm at the probation office about 1 a.m. They saw the door open, heard some noise. They saw McGill riding away on a bike, ignoring cops who yelled at him to stop. As he rode away, he dropped a security alarm speaker in the median. The chain on the bicycle broke, and the cops arrested him.
Is he trying to do like a little bunny hop over the median?
Something. Police later heard the alarm go off in one of their patrol cars. Turned out the alarm speaker that he had tossed, one of the officers had retrieved. McGill denied breaking into the probation office and said that he just found the alarm speaker, which seems likely.
For sure.
He was already on probation until April 23rd of 2021 for burglary of an unoccupied structure. So, you know, cool. Good
it's
job.
Like breaking into a jail, you know, when you're...
What are you possibly going to get out of a probation office?
You got a speaker?
You got a speaker? Maybe you'll be able to get a computer with Windows 98 on it? I just don't understand the upside here.
I know that a lot of people did not want a sequel to the 1986 movie Rad. I don't know if you're familiar with that movie, Ian, or not.
It's a classic.
Is it
It's a classic.
But this is the sequel that, based on true life events, this is what we need. What was this guy's name? Latravius McGill?
Latravia McGill.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Latravia.
I know where that is.
Also, you have to be
I've been doing anatomy class.
You have to be a special kind of bold to ride away from
Jesus
the cops
Christ.
On a bike, right? Because the fastest you can get going is maybe what? 17 miles an hour?
10, 15, on a BMX bike.
Right.
Like you're maybe 10.
Maybe 10 miles maybe an 10. Hour. So somebody could just like briskly walk and catch up with you.
Yeah. If you're robbing a probation officer, you probably got the little, it's probably like your like little cousins and it's got the sparklers on the side of it. You know
I just
what I'm
imagine
about?
It squeaks as you're riding it, you know?
Or a cop hopping up on the pegs and then tasing them.
Yes.
Jeez.
Some good news today as well.
What do
a
we
husband
got
and wife in Texas are officially the oldest living couple in the world.
No.
Combined age of 211 years old. They're from Austin, Texas.
Old.
Yeah, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, John Henderson is 106 and his wife Charlotte 105.
Jeez. Honestly, kill me. I would not want to live that old.
Mm-mm. On December 15th, they celebrated 80 years of marriage.
That's wild.
What's wild is that he's 106 and she's 105. I mean, back when they got married, they didn't get married until he was 26 and she was 25. That was like ancient back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the life expectancy back then? Jeez.
The two met in class 13. At the University of Texas in 1934. Charlotte was studying to become a teacher.
John was in college in 1930. They met in college in 1934.
Yes.
I can't even process that.
I mean, and they're still alive.
They married in 1939 during the Great Depression, and they spent $7 on their hotel room for their honeymoon.
Wow. They went big.
I mean, during the Great Depression, you're like, we're getting a hotel tonight, Charlotte.
Can we afford it, though?
It's like $8,000 in today's money.
Yeah. Right?
Wow. You can buy a car for a nickel.
John also played football for the University of Texas, so he's a Longhorn. He's the oldest former living UT football player. For the past 84 years, he's held the tradition of attending at least one Longhorn football game each year. Both are still very healthy, and John exercises every day. 10 years ago, the two moved into the Longhorn Village, a senior living community associated with the university alumni group. So what's the secret to their long life and happy marriage? Live life in moderation and be cordial to your spouse, John said.
Cordial.
Shut up,
cordial.
John.
What a boring
here.
Way to live.
I'm going to pick a fight with Andrew right now. Where's my phone?
You're supposed to be cordial to me.
No, I'm going to start fights.
You're like, I don't want to live to be 105.
I don't.
Screw you, honey.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, I guess that's supposed to be cute, but nah.
I mean, it's nice. Nice, I guess. How does retirement work? Do you know, like, do you keep getting money?
I think so.
Until you die? Like, Social Security, like, it's supposed
like
to
65?
Keep going? If you retired at 67, you've been retired for, like, 40 years.
You probably had a pension.
So bored. They've got to be so bored.
Right? What do you think they think about the current college students?
Oh, God.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. As you like to say, Nick Cage alert, Nick Cage alert. I don't get to listen to your full show, so you may know about it, but there is a movie he made on Prime. It went straight to Prime. It's called Kill Chain. It just came out a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I'm checking it out now. Definitely a Nicolas Cage movie. Have a great day. This is Trish, by the way. Bye.
Message
what
deleted.
Did she say the name of the movie was?
Kill Chain.
Kill Chain.
Nick Cage alert.
Kill Chain.
Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert.
So while everyone may not know about Kill Chain, this is also something that's a little under the radar. Disney and Bob Iger, specifically the head of Disney, the whole corporation, spent about 7 months groveling at the feet of Nicolas Cage because he had threatened to release Cage Plus on the same day as Disney Plus, which would have trounced it. Not a single person would have talked about Disney Plus, subscribed to it, would have killed it dead in the water right there. Thankfully, Nicolas Cage and all of his grace allowed Disney to exist.
Bowed like a gentleman.
That's right.
I'm looking up some facts about Kill Chain. Did you know this is the seventh time Nick Cage has played a character named John?
Did not. Did not.
The seventh time.
Yeah, he's
John.
Been in,
what?
He's been in a lot of movies.
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
I mean, why aren't they making?
That was so good.
Seriously, why aren't they making another movie about National Treasure? Like, give
they
us that.
They do. They need it. I need them. Oh, they're so good.
I'm trying to.
That's my sleep movie. I put it on
it's
every
your
night.
Sleep movie?
Where is the Declaration of Independence?
How much would you give for Nicolas Cage to crawl into bed with you and watch National Treasure?
No money. I don't think I want Nick Cage in my bed.
Yes,
no?
You do.
I ate sushi beside him once at Obu in New York.
Did you?
And it was really funny because I just kept going, oh, God. Like, I wanted to, like, peek at him through my peripheral vision. And yeah. I was like, oh, he's just as ugly as you think. Like, he's really not a good
you
looking
take it
guy.
Back.
Yeah. I'm
take
sorry,
it back.
Guys.
Take it back,
he looks like a butt with no, a face, like a butt on a face.
He's doing butt. Things right, though. He's hanging out with Marilyn Manson and Vince Neil, who are far uglier.
Have you heard of any of these? So how many movies do you think Nick Cage put out in 2019?
It's got to be like a half 10, dozen, right?
10.
42.
Dave is right. 6.
No way.
Six.
Wow.
For 2020.
How do you even have that much time?
What?
Grand Isle, Primal,
yes.
Kill Chain.
Classic.
Yes. Running with the Devil, where
classic.
He plays the cook.
Running with
the
devil.
Cook. The Color of Space.
Cook?
The Color of Space.
And A is Score to Settle.
Is it black?
Is
yeah,
it, yeah,
black. There you go. End of movie.
Short film.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. So last night I was listening to the Friday show, and you guys were acting out one of the news stories, and it was hilarious, which I thought maybe you guys could make it into a game, maybe call it like Thespian News or something, where basically you guys act out the story, and then you give the contestant like the options for the headlines, and they have to guess what the headline is. I think it would be a hit. What do you guys think?
Oh,
message deleted.
I missed this.
Add an S in front of that, and you got it, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a funny idea, but
we do enough games on this show.
Yeah.
And Mahoney gets exhausted after alternative theater too, so we
once
have to remember that.
Yes.
Like
you got me once a week.
He storms off to his trailer, puts on his robe, only his robe.
That's
doesn't
right.
tie it in the front, which is weird, and then comes back out of the trailer. It's just strange.
Just leaves it all open.
Yeah.
Make the PAs bring me a bunch of plates of cheese.
Yeah, he never eats it. Just
gassy.
Messes it up on the plate. It's just rude.
Hey, guys. So I am a first-time landlord, and I have to actually evict somebody, and it sucks. I mean, they suck as tenants, and I really should do this, but I'm just debating whether just to let them write out their lease and
don't
not renew it instead of going through the process of having them evicted. What do you guys think?
Message deleted.
Because when the lease is up, they're not going to leave.
So here's the thing, is that if you hate them and they're awful, like that seems like a fun eviction.
Like if they were the nicest people.
If it's like a single mom who's just like fallen on hard times and they don't have anywhere else to go, like that sucks.
Yeah.
But if they're awful, like it'd be great to kick them out.
Hell yeah. See you later. They made the decision not to pay their rent. And if they suck, double it.
Yeah, you don't just like not pay your rent.
Yeah, it's
like I never understand whenever people don't pay their rent and still get just to live in the house. Well, like I thought that they actually like come like knocking on your door to like seize you from
the
home.
No, it's you have to go through this whole long process. Because when I had still owned that house in Texas, which thankfully I've sold, I was renting it out for a while. The guy just stopped paying rent and he's like, "Oh yeah, my company went under." I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm sorry.
What?
Like, you like, gotta pay a bill.
Yeah, like, I still have to pay the mortgage.
Like, it's way more of a dick move. Like, if you're renting from somebody, not to pay your rent than if you, like, foreclose on a mortgage.
Well, because then it's just a corporation and, like,
they'll
be fine, right?
They've already got $1 billion and they'll get bailed out again.
Right. And I kind of feel the same way if it's, like, a large, like, corporate apartment group, you know, but if it's like person to person that like, you know, or especially like if you're friends with, you're like, hey man, like that person needs to pay some bills too. Like, what are you doing?
The house I rented when we were down in Texas, the landlord, his name was Shibu.
Shibu.
He was cool.
Shibu.
He would bring over like Christmas. He would bring over like chocolates. And he
hell
was like,
yeah, Shibu.
Nicest dude ever.
I'm Shibu. This is my husband, Hibu.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, White Reaper.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
Good dude. Screw him up. Kick those people out.
He loved you guys because you actually paid rent on time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, kick him out and then take a video. A
couple of days late. Yeah. Don't hassle me.
I had the money.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So they were talking about how Disney Plus Day
was amazing.
Was getting people all excited, and I would agree. Now, there was some technical issues as Disney Plus got up and off the ground and the first handful of hours. But you know what? Totally forgivable. Still love it.
Was
messing around with it last night, and it was amazing. So could not have seen more advertisements for it. Like, even Adam Schefter from ESPN was tweeting about it and stuff.
Well, yeah, because ESPN's owned by Disney.
That's what I mean, though. It's like you're watching like regular sports programming. You don't expect to see a whole bunch of Disney promotion. But sure enough, you did. And
that's the boss's pet project.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to talk about it, Adam Schefter.
Mm-hmm. But Disney Plus, up and running, was, like I said, messing with it last night, and it was awesome.
What was the first thing that you watched?
Mandalorian.
Well,
actually, we watched Lava in the studio.
Well, yeah. I watched it again at home, and I cried again.
So Mahoney and Audrey were actually in studio yesterday morning during the show, watching a story about two volcanoes that wanted to love each other but couldn't, and Audrey was crying.
Because
why
it
do you
was
have no
devastating.
Heart?
You watch it before you judge. Yeah. It was heart-wrenching.
Here. Yeah, you don't know.
Just wanted someone to love.
That's right. And I watched The Mandalorian as soon as I got home. What did you think of The Mandalorian?
It was
first
really
episode?
Good. Honestly, though, I was a little confused because I'm not like massive Star Wars nerd, so I thought it was going to be about Boba Fett, and it wasn't. So
he's a bounty hunter.
That's how they made it look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the previews.
But it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's
another bounty hunter.
It's about The Mandalorian.
I understand the confusion, though, for people that. It looks just like Boba Fett.
It looks just like
it
the same
look
outfit.
Doesn't look anything like
Boba
Fett.
It's got the same.
It's a similar.
Right, you suck.
Okay.
No, that's not how it works.
They all don't look alike, Dave.
Nerds!
It was good, though. You want me to spoil for you? I'll spoil
no,
right now.
No, don't you dare.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Do it.
Ian couldn't watch it yesterday because his girlfriend was making him watch Even Stevens.
Yeah, Disney Channel original movies. Real nice.
I love it, though.
Did you put it in your email or hers?
No, I'm making her pay for that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she gets to pick.
She gets a call.
But she wants $3 a month for it now. I'm not going to give her $3 a month. And if I do, I'm giving it to her in nickels. Like, I'm serious.
Shaking you down. She's
trying to shake you down for $3 a month. So, while we all love Disney, we all hate Facebook. Facebook says that a bug inadvertently accesses users' iPhone camera while they're scrolling through their news feed. But don't worry, guys. It'll be fixed ASAP.
Mm.
The bug, which was discovered by a guy named Joshua Maddox, owner of a web design company called 95 Visual, appears to be exclusive to iOS and does not affect Android devices. Maddox took to Twitter to report his discovery, where he posted a video that showed his camera pointing forward was running in the background while he was scrolling Facebook. Reached for comment, Facebook confirmed the bug was inadvertently introduce and promised a fix was in the works.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning on your camera without telling you and spying on you.
Hell no, man.
God, you suck, Facebook.
The worst.
That is so creepy.
That is mortifying. Like, what if you're sitting there, you know?
Yeah, doing something. I mean, like, my phone doesn't lock itself unless I lock it. So, like, I could just have Facebook open at all times and just walking around doing whatever.
Like, you're getting dressed in the morning. You're naked.
Terrifying.
You're, you know, doing other stuff. Like, so, whatever. Like, God, Facebook is so creepy.
If we didn't have Facebook for work, like if it wasn't like a mandatory thing that we had to do, I would already be off Facebook like yesterday.
I am so close to just deleting everything on Facebook.
No, my wife and I have talked about it, but then you run into those things. It's like your friends are like, is everything okay? You know, it's like when you
check
delete,
me on it,
when,
like,
you, when you delete Facebook and you're like, shut up and
mind
your own business, you
text me,
dickhead. Actually, I can't see that.
So Big Milk is having big problems.
You know what I'm saying.
The biggest U.S. milk company has filed for bankruptcy, which is strange because you're like, how is milk trending down? But yeah, it is. A lot of people are drinking almond milk. They're also drinking alternatives like soda and juice. A Dallas-based company says that it may sell itself to the Dairy Farmers of America, a marketing cooperative owned by thousands of farmers. Since 1975, the amount of liquid milk consumed per capita has tumbled 40%.
That's a drastic change. But milk is honestly, we are like one of the only things that drinks actual milk after infancy. Like, that's pretty gross. We're not supposed to be drinking milk.
Yeah, I mean,
another animal.
Yeah, you think about, you know, milk.
Gross.
From, like, you know, your mother. And that's normal.
Yeah.
But then you're like, I think I'm going to drink a bunch of cow's milk because there was, how they used to run those commercials when we were kids? Like, milk, it does the body good. You're like, are you sure?
Got milk with a milky mustache, barf.
I mean,
you always wondered why they were advertising just milk in general. It's like when they advertise eggs, you're like, do you have to advertise eggs? Like,
have to advertise just cotton, which is a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
Hard ass fabric. Ain't nobody like you 100% cotton.
You're right.
Yeah,
ain't nobody like you, guys.
Give me a nice polycotton blend with some rayon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're talking like a 70-27-3.
Ooh,
that's like the perfect blend.
That's a man who lives in comfort right there.
He knows his blend.
How annoying is this guy? A British athlete has become the first person in the world to run a marathon in all 196 countries recognized by the United Nations. Good for you, Nick Butter.
His name is Nick Butter?
Butter.
Smooth like butter.
Nick Butter. But you can call him Margarine.
Mr. Margarine.
And finally, the city of Denver has agreed to pay $300,000 to United Airlines pilot who was arrested on an indecent exposure charge that was later dismissed by a judge. Andrew Collins, who served in the Air Force, was arrested on September 20th of last year by Denver police and accused of indecent exposure for standing naked in front of his 10th floor hotel window overlooking the Denver International Airport. He spent days in the jail after his arrest. He was unaware he could be seen when he opened the curtains of his hotel room in the late morning of that September day. He was going to shower when he was alarmed by the cops banging on his door and ordering him to open it. He pleaded not guilty. A judge dismissed the misdemeanor charge, but he was suspended for 6 months from United Airlines as a result of the incident. Captain Collins thought he was alone and not in anyone's view. It's not a crime to be naked in Denver, and it's certainly not a crime to be naked in one's hotel room.
No, not at all. And I would hate for whoever called the cops on that poor man to go live in any city where you have just open, vacant windows everywhere. Well, like Chicago, New York.
No, this is like the airport, because is it one of the hotels that's attached to the airport?
I'm trying to think about the Denver airport. I don't think there's a hotel attached to the Denver airport, unless I'm forgetting something.
I don't know, because I've never stayed there, but I know like when I stay in Orlando, like their hotel, like one of the hotels there is like literally like right above the like the TSA terminal.
Yeah, like they have one in Dallas too. Yeah, for people that a lot of times get stuck and like
layovers,
flights canceled
whatever,
and stuff. Yeah, whatever.
Especially in Denver, snow.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I could see like walking around, like you're getting ready to go take a shower and you're not thinking that some creepy ass peeping Tom is in there
also, like,
staring at your
watching
assets.
You.
Who's looking up 10 stories and going, oh my God, I see a microscopic dong, call the cops.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Or maybe it was just so big that they.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's rude to just got out of jail for so many days and you're sitting with calling microscopic.
I mean, it's 10 stories up. You wouldn't even, mine would look like a thumb.
He's the captain, that's the admiral.
Welcome aboard.
If he was in the Navy, it would be the rear admiral.
Look at all the seat now.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Jeremy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing, man?
Good, good. How are you?
Excellent. You a big movie buff?
I am indeed.
Tell us your favorite movie.
My favorite movie, you know, honestly varies. Like recently I was watching The Mandalorian. I'd probably have to go with some of the Star Wars scenes. But, you know, awesome, plenty of the classics, Shawshank Redemption.
Did you see that they changed the Han shot first scene again? Again? It's like the 10th time.
I think they try to show guys like us a bone.
It's ridiculous.
All right, so we got a total of 5 quotes for you. You're trying to get at least 3 out of the 5 correct. If you do, then you're going to win today. I'm going to play each quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But after that second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. In the movie quote quiz, best of luck to you, Jeremy. Here is quote number 1 in the movie quote quiz.
You've won the car. Gracie, some ID, please. And where would you like the car sent, Mr. Papa Giorgio?
Ooh, some hints in there for sure.
I could barely hear it, man. Can I hear that again, please?
Yep, yeah, it's hard to hear, so one more time.
You've won the car. Gracie, some ID, please. And where would you like the car sent, Mr. Papa Giorgio?
All I can hear is Papa Giorgio. Go with Goodfellas.
Mm. Ooh. Same city.
Las Vegas. That was Vegas Vacation. Vegas Vacation.
Okay.
It's a tough one.
No worries. Yeah, it was a toughie. Here you go on number 2.
I'm tired, boss. Tired of being on the road, lonely as a sparrow in the rain. I'm tired of never having me a buddy to be with, to tell me where we's going to, coming from, or why. Mostly I'm tired of people being ugly to each other.
Jesus.
I'm going to have to ask to hear that one again, too.
Okay, all right. Listen closely.
I'm tired, boss. Tired of being on the road, lonely as a sparrow in the rain. I'm tired of never having me a buddy to be with, to tell me where we's going to, coming from, or why. Mostly I'm tired of people being ugly to each other.
Is that the Green Mile?
That is the Green Mile. Well done.
Okay.
Well done.
R.I.P. Mike Clark Duncan.
Man, he was so great.
Oh, he was.
The best.
Yeah.
Just such a big teddy bear. You just want to hug all the time.
Here we go on number 3. You're on the board with 1. Well done.
My father made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
What was that?
Luca Brasi held a gun to his head. And my father assured him that either his brains or his signature would be on a contract.
Goodfellas?
Careful.
Goodfellas 2?
No, man. No, that's Godfather. That's Godfather.
Luca Brasi. I'm sorry.
Luca Brasi.
Oh, yeah. That's my bad.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
If I hadn't guessed Goodfellas in the first one, I probably would have.
Oh, come on. Okay. Michael Corleone right there, man.
Okay. We're going to play another one. And I'll give you a hint. This one also a classic.
I knew you was a punk, and I was right. You were playing us all along. You a free man.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
But is that Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
What are you?
Jeremy.
Are you trying to bomb this? What is going on with you, man?
No,
I'm sorry, man. That's not Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That unfortunately do it for you, Jeremy.
What was that?
It's Con Air, man.
Put the bunny in the box.
Put the bunny back in the box. All right. Well, good day to you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks anyway.
All right.
Have a good day, man.
Goodfellas 2. Get out of here.
Jesus.
Get out of here.
Goodfellas 2, Electric Boogaloo.
All right, Chris.
What's going on?
Can you do better?
Please.
I've got 3 left for you. If you just get 2, you win, okay? Oh, boy.
Hello?
Are you with us, Chris?
I'm here, bro.
Blink if you can hear us.
Get a better cell phone plan, you cheap ass.
Here we go.
Make up your mind. No. Think, since you're thinking. Now go on, think. Is it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
All right, listen up. I'm Coach Boone. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
Man.
Oh.
Audrey, you know this one.
I do. We just watched it the other day. Now I'm all nervous. Now I'm sweating thinking that it's wrong.
Denzel Washington. He's a football coach.
He's a football coach.
Make up your mind. No. Think, since you're thinking. Now go on, think. Is it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
All right, listen up. I'm Coach Boone. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
I have no idea, man.
Today's movie code quiz.
Make up your mind.
No.
Think, since you're thinking. Now go on, think.
Is it fun? No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
I mean, if you can't get Godfather, I mean, there were three really easy ones in here today.
Chris has one more shot at this. Here we go.
Inside sources tell me Miramax is starting production this Friday on their adaptation of underground comic fave Bluntman and Chronic.
Friday? Does it say who's playing us in the movie?
No, but it's Miramax, so I'm sure it'll be Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. You know, they put them in a bunch of movies.
Who?
It's Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, boy. This last one, I feel like it's kind of tough. Ian, what do you think, man?
Well, I discussed this one earlier with somebody
else. If he got Jay
else.
And Silent Bob, he should be able to get this one.
All right. You win if you get this. If you don't, you lose. All right, here we go.
Oh, you have a daughter. Is she hot?
What?
Don't worry. I'll keep a special eye on her for you. My name's Carl.
Oh.
And I'm the resident advisor.
Oh. I'll play it one more time.
Okay.
Oh, you have a daughter. Is she hot?
What?
Don't worry. I'll keep a special eye on her for you. My name's Carl.
Oh.
And I'm the resident advisor.
Oh, man, I don't know.
That may or may not be Pauly Shore that you're hearing there.
Not Biodome, is it?
No, it's not. It's
damn
not,
it.
Not Biodome.
I'm sorry, man. That was Son-in-Law.
Son-in-Law. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I never would have got that either. Whose idea was that to put that in there? Was that Mahoney's?
No, that was my idea.
You're an idiot.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So this guy figured out how to make a bad situation much worse. John Earl Pickard, 52 years old, was stopped for driving recklessly after an officer from Tarpon Springs Police Department clocked him going 90 miles per hour in a 55.
Oh, that's fine.
He was driving his 2015 Honda down U.S. Route 19 when the officer spotted him. He reportedly indicated that his reckless driving was because he needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his 55-year-old wife.
Oh, he did not tell the officers that.
He did. The man was initially charged with reckless driving, but the cops searched him after the arrest. They found a bag of cocaine in his shirt pocket as well. Yeah. Unclear why he thought that speeding home was going to help his extramarital situation. He was released from jail late Sunday night after posting a $2,200 bond. His next court date is December the 5th. But, you know, putting that on record, probably not a great idea.
I still don't feel like you should go to jail if you're going 90 in a 55. It's the highway, right?
Yeah.
What kind of bitch-ass highway only goes 55 anyway? 65. Or let's take this up to Montana levels where they don't have speed limits at all. Where they are, they don't need speed limits.
Usually they don't have speed limits. I thought it was just like 70 and 80 in some places.
I'm pretty sure Montana doesn't have speed limits.
I think you're wrong.
Anywhere?
No, like on certain parts of the highway.
I think they tested that and then they changed it.
I don't know, man. The Autobahn in Germany then, Dave. But I'm pretty sure Montana does not have speed limits.
A Florida woman is accused of setting her boyfriend's house on fire after catching him with another woman. Taitha Moore, 47, of Pensacola, was arrested Thursday and charged with first-degree arson. A fire was reported in an unoccupied residence about 9 a.m. on November 7th. Moore was standing in the driveway of the home when firefighters arrived.
Oh,
isn't that
boy.
Creepy?
That is
like,
terrifying.
Watch it burn.
Like, well, that is a woman who has just straight up nuts for brains. Like, geez Louise.
In an interview with four neighbors, firefighters learned that the woman Moore had asked them for gasoline.
Did they give it to her?
They gave Moore a water bottle filled with gas. Neighbors told authorities they saw Moore climb over a fence into her boyfriend's backyard and try to remove a window screen, according to the report. She then threw the bottle into a trash can and left the yard. The fire was discovered a short time later. Investigators say the fire began on a sofa near the home's rear window, according to the arrest report. So she dumped it all over a sofa and tried to burn the house down.
I feel like I would sue my neighbors for giving her gasoline at this point, right?
Well, I mean.
What do you mean? Like, who shows up late at night, asks for gasoline, you give it to them?
It wasn't late at night. It was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, it's late for me. Been up all night, Dave. Partying.
So speaking of being out all night partying, how about this one? A woman's night out ended in a life-changing event when she gave birth suddenly on the dance floor at the nightclub. So the woman
who
is,
slipped on out?
Was identified as a 19-year-old, was visiting the O Club in France, suddenly went to labor. It was about 5:30 a.m. on Monday, which is near the club's closing time. She was out at a club until 5:30 in the morning at 9 months pregnant. A bouncer approached the club's manager and said, hey, I think the woman is having some sort of medical emergency. So the staff called an ambulance, listened to paramedics on the phone as they were coaching them through the birth. The baby, whose gender was not revealed, lucky child, was thankfully reported to be in good health and has been offered free entry for life into the nightclub, which is pretty hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, like, what do you do? I mean, your life doesn't stop when you get pregnant, nor should it.
Right.
But if you are like...
It changes,
but
as well it should also.
But if you're 9 months pregnant and you are on a dance floor at a nightclub, that's just trashy, man.
Well, and it's one thing if like you're out dancing because you're trying to encourage the baby
yes.
to come, right? Like
yeah.
you want to have this baby,
yeah.
like you're tired of being
pregnant.
You go
pregnant. For a long walk, you do
right.
something physical.
Sure, you get it on, whatever it may be, but... Being out at a nightclub until 5 a.m., which is near closing time for this club, maybe make better decisions. Better decisions. And finally, a bloody garage and a Ford sedan burned nearly beyond recognition. They were amongst the clues that led. It was an SHO. You're always so obsessed with the SHO.
Did you say a sedan?
Did you say a Ford sedan? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, it was a Taurus.
Okay.
It was a rented Ford Taurus. Yeah.
Oh, no.
A rental?
This guy had been playing cards with his buddy, and he lost $1,000, which upset him. The next day, he texted the witness to say that he was about to play cards with the victim again, that he just lost another $2,500 playing cards. This guy's bad at cards. He also asked the witness if he should kill the victim. About an hour after deputies found the burned car with the body, they interviewed the man, and she said that she found blood smeared in her garage. Deputies searched his car, found a stolen handgun leading to the first arrest. They also searched his cell phone, found searches for phrases including, can you shoot through a seat and how to treat burns.
Oh, my God.
Another witness told deputies he had found $20,000 in a safe. And so this guy decided that he was going to do some murdering because he lost money playing cards.
Well smart.
Done. Well done.
Smart. Also, clear your cash, man.
And finally, a man gets arrested after breaking into a store in order to save the mannequins from sex trafficking. I'm guessing maybe there were some drugs involved here.
Or some really weird fetish.
The manager of Marty Bird's Bar and Grill at the Lake of the Ozarks, which is named after Ozark, the show.
That was such a good show.
It's such a great show.
You never
show.
Saw
I
it, Mahoney, right?
Nah. I can't believe you've never seen it. I mean, you're from there.
And I mean, it was so good.
It's such a good show.
Been waiting around for the next season for what feels like forever.
I'll get to it. I'll wait till the next season's coming.
It was suspicious to me in the way that he was acting, running around in front of the boutique, yelling and screaming and banging on the windows. The boutique, Dream Angels, is an adult store. It has several displays in the windows, including mannequins wearing different styles of lingerie. He said the mannequins were telling him they needed to be let out or something, according to the owner of the shop. The man, identified as James Isaac Short, then tried to break into the shop. The owner across the street said he watched him kick the door several times, jumped onto the bench, kicked the glass window until it shattered. The owner said Chort was halfway into the store when they pulled him out. Two women said they came over and they sat on his legs until cops arrived. According to court documents,
oh my gosh.
Chort caused $1,000 in damage, destroyed a window, lighting, and a security camera, all because he wanted to save the mannequins from being sex trafficked.
Mm-hmm. I've actually been. I'm looking right now where Marty Bird's is in that mannequin or the adult lingerie shop. Which I have no idea how that adult lingerie shop would even stay in business down at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, come on.
You don't think that people are trying to get their sexy time on, like on a vacation to a beautiful place like the Ozarks?
I mean, that you got like, what, 2 months a year that people are really going down there? It's
fair.
But you don't think there's a bunch of ladies living in them trailers by the Ozarks? Like, I the only way to keep my man happy is if I put on a lingerie.
They're all old. That's the thing. Like, my grandparents retired down there.
Are you trying to say, are you being ageist right now towards sexual encounters with the elderly?
Old people can't have sex and
no,
wear lingerie?
They don't care about lingerie. They're just happy if it happens. It still works. It's a miracle.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
So the holidays are coming up. People are looking for love, just like they are year-round. But it seems like around the holidays especially, people are maybe, they're amplifying things. And so they're taking to Craigslist to try to find the people that maybe they just had a brief encounter with when they think there perhaps could be more. This one is so sweet. It's entitled Big-Bellied Home Depot Man, 50+.
Hell yeah.
Again, at the Home Depot. We were exchanging glances in the hardware nuts and bolts section.
Mm-hmm.
You had a big belly. Yeah, well, probably 55 to 65-ish. I was the bearded, big-bellied guy myself.
Oh, my.
Typically with women, but I do like my man-to-man time, too. Send a pic, and I'll reciprocate. Could get back there today, too.
I'm like jaw-dropped.
There's
like,
so much stuff that goes on at the Home Depot and Lowe's. You have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
No idea.
What really is kind of freaky is that there are so many men who just, like, swing through on the misconnection on Craigslist, and I wonder if their wives know that they are on the DL.
Probably not.
Going to the Home Depot.
Like, live your truth, man.
Get my nuts and bolts and bellies.
Let's go do some woodworking together. It's my 2x4.
This one, Patrick and the Ponytail.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
I was out with my friends this Saturday night having drinks when you walked in. My one friend, the hot brunette in the corner booth, noticed you and your ponytail as soon as you entered the bar. I thought your ponytail looked like my ponytail did in eighth grade. They chuckled, imagining the truth of my teen hair years. And then my other friend suggested that we should buy your ponytail a shot, which I thought was an amazing and charming idea. You graciously came over to do the shot with us and chatted for a few, and then you had to get back to your table with your friends and sister. It was so nice of you to embrace the fun. I wish I'd gotten your IG. You seem so cool, and you said that you just got back from 4 years in India, and I want to hear more about your experience.
God, I wish I had a ponytail.
Don't we all?
I'm bummed that he took the shot, not the ponytail. They bought it for the ponytail.
Pretty rude,
was this
Patrick.
Was this man for man?
No, this is
a woman for man.
So is a girl just remembering her ponytail, remembering her eighth grade ponytail?
Yeah. This one.
So weird.
Tatted guy at the gas station. You were pumping gas. I was pumping gas. We were next to each other. You were wearing your military uniform, and you said, nice beard. You also said that you wish you could let yours grow, but you can't because of your work. You then asked about the sticker on my car, and I told you it was the transgender flag because I'm a trans guy. And your response was, quote, interesting. If you read this and are interested, message me.
I don't think that was...
Woman who's become a man?
Yes.
Who's grown a beard?
Yes.
Interesting.
That is exactly interesting. But can we also just take a moment and talk about, like, if you're at a gas station and all the pumps are open, take one that's not directly next
to me. It's just like a bathroom stall.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't come cozying up next to me.
Yeah.
Go on over there.
Don't initiate conversation.
Also, dudes, like, don't creep on chicks that are directly across the pump from you, man. Like, they're just...
That's what I'm saying.
They're about their business, like, just trying to get gas. Do not, like, hawk them down and, like, think that this is a moment where you're...
Just because you both had to fill up your car at the same time. That's not serendipity.
It's not.
I was going to say serendipity?
Creepity.
Serendipity, yeah.
Serendipity.
There you go. This one's entitled Your Fat Man. Albert, I just moved back. Your fat guy's looking for you. Miss what we had. Single and I have my own place. Would like for you to swing on by and be my top guy.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
All right.
So he's looking
for power bottom seeking a top.
He's looking for Fat Albert. And now Cosby's in jail. Pretty sure we know which one he is.
Oh.
At least you have hard iced tea. All right. We talked at the gas station about pumping slow. You have a green car and fingerless gloves.
Hell yeah.
We waved goodbye and now I miss you.
Is that a man for man?
Yes. Yes, it was.
All right.
Pumping slow, he said. I mean, hate nothing, that so much.
Nothing has a...
I hate that he said.
Gets my engine revving like a man in fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Think of all the things I could do without these fingertips. This one. Gloves.
I wore the fingers off these gloves. This one is called Showing It Off by the River. Thursday around sunset, you were dressed to kill in your sheer, low-cut dress, no bra, amazing boobies. And your legs had me starring, I think he means staring.
Yeah.
Confident and sexy, you were with a strapping young man. Both of you looked yummy. Hope you had a fun night.
Ew, that was just creepy. I don't know if they were really, like, looking for that.
Yeah, can you just leave us alone, sir?
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is big news for North Las Vegas.
What's that?
$150 million liquid hydrogen plant, which I think is good. I don't know. Air Liquide, a French industrial gas company, has its sights. Air Liquide has its sights set on an 18,000 acre park to build a $150 million production plant. Construction is expected to start early next year, city officials said. The company did not say how many people would be employed to build or operate the plant. North Las Vegas started working with Air Liquide on the deal 6 months ago and finalized it in October. The plant will help the company expand its distribution network in the Southwest. While most of the liquid hydrogen, mainly used to power vehicles, will go to customers in California and Nevada, will attract is the more attractive location for the plant. And so they've decided to set up shop in North Las Vegas.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, seems
jobs
like,
cool.
I mean, it's a $150 million plant that it's a growing industry. Obviously, you know, people are looking to get off fossil fuels, and hydrogen is one of those solutions.
And so, we get instead of California.
I mean,
suck it, California.
And I mean, I don't think liquid hydrogen is it super explosive?
Semi.
Anybody know hydrogen?
I don't know at all.
I mean, I know they have hydrogen bombs. But that's if you only split atoms.
You're right.
So. Yes, it is. It is
highly explosive.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
The Hindenburg.
Cool, yeah. Keep it up in the north. I don't need it down here. Yeah.
Was
that's
that
scary.
Hydrogen or is that helium?
That was, it's saying hydrogen. Yeah.
Because I imagine if you, okay.
Yeah. Good luck, Northtown.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Don't
it's fine. It's fine.
Don't.
Jobs. Go get a job
Do
there.
Not
that's actually
light
really
any
cool.
Matches. No matches.
$375 million Caesars Forum Shop Conference. Venue going to open its doors in March, so they have been working hard at this. And the chief sales officer for Caesars Entertainment said the company has begun selling space for the $375,550,000 square foot facility that could accommodate up to 10,000 people at a time. Caesars officials said 1 million room nights have already been booked adjacent because of this huge deal and the fact that this is opening. So
what is this? Is this a new conference center?
Conference venue, yep.
So, jeez. Like, just for conferences?
The first scheduled conference in the building will be an unnamed software and tech industry group with 3,000 participants moving into the space on March 20th. The new venue is a short walk from more than 20,000 Caesars hotel rooms. So 8,500 rooms at the closest hotels are Flamingo, Harrah's, and The Link. They said it's 70% complete and will open in March. So they've been working hard on this. And
Wow. Again,
you know, we talk about conventions coming to town, and it's good business. So
yeah.
Keep them coming.
It's great business, especially, you know, I mean, we are, you know, expanding our footprint greatly with that, with the convention center itself. And now I didn't even know about this over at Caesars. And the fact that they're going to have, you know, they've already said they've booked 1 million nights of stays. That's impressive.
That's really impressive.
1 million room nights.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Just think about all the resort fees.
That's right.
Yeah, I got you.
Now put them towards the schools.
Yeah.
It's not me. If it was me, I'd be mad, but it's not.
It's not.
Keep
us.
It coming.
Somebody else's money.
Yeah.
Big League Weekend is coming back to Las Vegas, so there's going to be some Major League teams that are playing here. in the Valley. They're going to be over at the new Aviator Stadium, yeah. Obviously. Cleveland Indians and the Oakland A's going to play February 29th through March 1st.
Are you sure that's not the A's new stadium?
Could be. And then the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs is going to be March 7th okay. and 8th. So all games are going to begin at 1:05 in the afternoon. Tickets available for purchase by calling the Aviators box office. But it's cool, man. Like, take the kids, take the family. The new Aviators ballpark is awesome.
Yeah, and it's super awesome.
Yeah, it's a great place to hang out with the family. And, you know, obviously by the time we get around to early March, the weather should again, mm-hmm. you know, come where it's probably hopefully pretty similar to this.
Perfect.
Yeah, which is great.
Certainly you can order tickets online, too, not just by calling the box office, right?
That's just what they put in this is to call the box office, but who wants to call anyone?
Nobody likes to call. I'm sure you can find them online.
I'm sure you can. The Rock and Roll Marathon okayed for the Strip once again in 2021, so it's the second nighttime run marathon on the Strip in the spring. We'll bring thousands of people to Southern Nevada when it begins in 2021. The biggest difference between the new Rock and Roll Marathon and the current one that's run in November is the spring run will occur on a Saturday night instead of a Sunday. So the LVCVA Board of Directors unanimously approved funding for the second race, which is scheduled to occur April 3rd, 2021. Like the fall 2020 version of the race that was also approved, the board authorized spending $150,000. This year's version of the event will hit the Strip on Sunday night with the half marathon, the 10K, and the 5K races also scheduled during the weekend. The Rock and Roll Marathon, one of about two dozen races in a series run worldwide, one of the most popular because the event closes the Strip to vehicles, allowing runners to participate, you know, with the running up and down the Strip, which I've done before, and it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, you're just running right down the middle of the Strip.
You know, you know what's even cooler?
Not running a marathon?
Driving down the Strip.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So have any of you guys gone on Facebook and looked up to see if anybody had the exact same name as you? Found a guy in Poland had the exact same name as me.
Message deleted.
Yeah, there are thousands.
Thousands of people with the same name as you?
Yep. Pretty common name.
There's a couple of other David Fairs out there, but I'm the most famous one. I'm the only one with a local radio show. There's one guy out there that's
we are nationally syndicated, my friend.
That's right.
Our friends in Albany.
Mm-hmm.
Miss you. Love you.
There's one guy out there. My favorite story about somebody with the same name is there's a sheriff out there whose name is Dave Mahoney,
mm-hmm.
and he hates us. We tried to get him on the show one time to talk about how funny it was that his name was Dave Mahoney, but I guess he's like this small town sheriff who every time that he runs for re-election and people Google Dave Mahoney,
come up.
It's always us making fun of like some dumb crackhead is falling into a storm drain.
I wouldn't vote for that guy. I'd vote for that guy.
The best part about this guy is his name is Dave J. Mahoney. Right? So it very well may be Dave Jason Mahoney, Dane County.
Where's Dane County again?
Is it
Midwest somewhere?
Yeah, I believe it's Illinois, actually.
Yeah.
Dane County, but this guy has a mean goatee.
He hates us so much. But
Wisconsin.
We've been thinking about launching a dual sheriffship, Mahoney and I, as a result of this. So we've also been thinking is running as Dave J. Mahoney, Sheriff Dave J. Mahoney.
I want to wear a big 10-gallon hat and six shooters, Dave.
Yeah.
That's like instead of suits, tracksuits, Tommy Bahama.
For no
shirts.
Reason at all, like have the spurs on our boots as we walk around town. Just clink, clink, clink,
my 7-year-old Converse. Throw some spurs on it.
Please leave a message.
Cowboy Chic is
on.
Hey, guys. I heard your story about the Ben and Jerry's getting sued by someone because their freaking milk doesn't come from happy cows. Oh, man, what garbage is this? I'm so tired of this is the kind of thing that people are suing for. I've been to those farms. Those cows definitely identify as happy.
Message deleted.
Okay.
I mean, that is hilarious. That you say they identify as happy. If you get called as a witness in that case, bravo, sir.
I mean, there are a lot of states, like John Oliver did a piece on this about like not frivolous lawsuits, but lawsuits that are
slap lawsuits.
Yeah.
If you didn't see John Oliver this past weekend talking about slap lawsuits,
it's worth a watch.
It's, you know, they like these super rich people that will just sue smaller individuals and smaller companies to silence them. But there's this one guy who owns this coal company in Pennsylvania or something.
garbage.
And the way that he, John Oliver, reacts to this guy and the musical number that he has at the end of it, it is
beautiful.
It is comedy gold.
Yeah, there's about half the states in the U.S. have laws against that. Like, you know, if you bring a lawsuit, you have to pay their lawyer's fees and, you know, that sort of thing. But there's
like John Oliver said it on his show this past week, that they won the lawsuit, but it still cost them a couple $100,000 in lawyer fees, which if you're an individual or even a small company, you don't have a couple $100,000.
No,
if you're HBO, you'll be fine, right? But the problem is that there's no federal legislation that says that you can't bring these frivolous lawsuits either. And so as a result,
especially in awful states here in the U.S.
Well, this guy filed it in West Virginia because he had a bunch of people on the take in West Virginia.
Awful states.
Yeah.
So, in America.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, let's try to do a tough one here. I want each of you to pick one other person on the show and give them something that they can improve on. And don't try to be nice here. Just, like, tell them how it is. I'm basically trying to get you guys to argue.
Message deleted.
I mean, we could all be better at everything. We're pretty mediocre.
We have a blooper reel that we do every week that highlights how terrible we are at just talking, which is the only thing that we're supposed to be good at.
I don't like that. I don't want to, like, pit each other against each other. I want us all to be friends.
I think Audrey could be better at making decisions about what to say.
True.
Or whatever we were doing right here.
I don't know. I just don't want to be mean.
Your memory lapse
so
sometimes, old friend.
Whatever, man.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
You guys excited about this? The official reunion of Friends with the original cast is going to happen.
Yes, yes.
I mean, am I? Not really. I never watched the finale. I never saw the last episode of Friends.
It's just an emotional wreck, really.
Yeah. I watched, like, pretty much the whole series, but just never got around to the end.
Wow. Well,
it was, like, right when I got into, like, community college.
You saved yourself some tears.
Had other things on my mind.
So Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow, David Schwimmer, Matthew Perry, and Matt LeBlanc, plus the creators, David Crane and Marta Kaufman, all going to get together and going to do a reunion, and they're talking about, you know, how much money it could potentially bring in for this entire crew. And HBO Max paid $85 million a year for a five-year deal for the streaming rights worth $425 million after Netflix paid a sum between $80 and $100 million to keep Friends on their service for all of 2019. Sources claim that Warner Media chairman is a driving force pushing for a Friends reunion. But the fact that a show, I mean, it was a good show and all, but it's been a long time since it's been on the air, and it's still making $100 million in a year or over a five-year deal, $425 million. I mean, that's just wild.
I think that it's really, I think that people really got back into it whenever it got on Netflix again, because that's whenever I watched it, like, years ago, whenever they finally put it on there so I could watch it from start to finish. And because it was always on, like, TBS or something, but you didn't get it.
It's still on
chronologically.
Like, all of those. It's still, like, on some random cable channel. Almost probably, like, at any point during the day, it seems like there's always Friends on at some point somewhere. I'm curious because everybody looks and has been pretty successful, like, for the most part, in that, you know, David Schwimmer and Matt LeBlanc, Lisa Kudrow, all of them. But, like, Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
That's the one I like. He's kind of the one.
Like, a whole bunch of drugs?
Well, he was doing a whole bunch of drugs during the show.
Yeah. Like, he says he doesn't remember, like, entire seasons.
Mm. Which is crazy.
Crazy.
That's wild. That's
wild. Whenever he was looking a little puffy.
Yeah.
Well, he went from super puffy to super skinny. And, like, it was weird, and he hasn't really had any really
alcohol and downers
criticals or, you know, critically acclaimed success after Friends, whereas most of the other people on that show have had a decent amount of success post Friends.
Yeah, I guess that you don't really need to have any success after Friends.
I mean, he's
Friends.
Still worth over $100 million.
He had one show that they launched on, I think it was CBS.
He had a bunch of shows. There was, like, Mr. Sunshine. He was on Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. He was on a bunch of good stuff, but it seems like they all get canceled after one or two seasons.
So exciting times for the cast of Friends, the creators here. Maybe not so exciting for the entire cast of Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
They all just got fired.
This was my summertime bonding with my mom. You know, when I would be at home over the summer, we would watch Days of Our Lives
together.
I
love that she'd be so invested in Days of Our Lives that you'd be home for the summer just so excited, ready to go, just want to play. Let's go to the park,
no.
Mom.
Oh, I want
to have a great time.
Oh.
And she's like, sit down, we're watching myself.
What world? This was the 80s and early 90s, man. Like, they would just, your parents didn't go with you to the park. You went by yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there anybody of, like, need to know who's on a cast member of Days of Our Lives, like,
no.
currently?
I mean, I know who they are because of who they are on Days of Our Lives, but, like, I don't know who their, like, real actors' names are. But it's crazy that they fired
Wait, do
the
you
entire...
still watch Days of Our Lives?
No, I mean, but I've seen, like, an episode, and they're still, like, yeah. the people have been on there for, like, 40 years.
I mean, this is a...
Jennifer Aniston's dad was on there for forever.
Really? It is a 50-year-old soap opera, believe it or not. So yeah. the show, which is about to begin its season 55, going on an indefinite hiatus, the network is expected to decide in early 2020 whether to bring it back for season 56. The soap shoots 8 months in advance, and there's enough episodes in the bank where the show halts production at the end of November to last through summer of 2020. My guess is that if they are stopping it, they are probably not going to restart it.
Maybe.
And the fact that they're still called soap operas is pretty ridiculous, because the whole reason they're called soap operas is because they would advertise soap and dish detergent during soap operas.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
To stay-at-home moms, and so that's why they were called soap operas.
So. Jennifer Aniston's dad, he played Victor on Days of Our Lives for like pretty much since the last 35 years or so, but like one of the best daytime TV villains ever.
Yeah,
I will
sure.
say.
He was the
yeah.
villain.
Oh yeah, Victor, man. Victor was a son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. He's so evil.
He was a son of a bitch. But who knew that they filmed soap operas 8 months in advance? Like, how do you build up an 8 month buffer? For anything. Like, if we tried to build an 8 month buffer of this show, could
well,
you...
but I mean, like, this show is also based on, like, what's going
no,
on
I know,
in the world
but if
right
we
now.
Thought, if we thought, like, even if we actively tried to do that.
But so hold on, let me flip it on you, because you all about working
smarter,
not harder, right?
Yes.
The idea of, like, you get this huge fat production budget, and they're like, okay, so this is enough to cover the entire year. And then someone's like, well, instead of just shooting one episode a day, could we shoot two episodes a day and just take half the year off? And they're like, we don't care. And you're like, we're going to do that.
What if we shot seven episodes a day?
Right.
And took whatever the amount of time that is off.
Wow.
I don't know. But
so Evander Holyfield was on Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, which is where they get really stoned together and do a podcast.
Mike Tyson has a weed ranch now,
yeah.
which is pretty damn awesome.
And Evander Holyfield dropped this nugget on us, that he has also bit somebody in the ring, although famously Mike Tyson was the one that took a pretty sizable chunk out of old Evander Holyfield's ear.
Everything that ever happened, at some point in time, I did it. I said, now, Mike bit me. I said, now, I bit somebody, too.
Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you. Thank you.
It just went on TV. You know, I bit a guy in the shoulder. He dropped me. And I didn't know when you had a concussion, you'll bite, too. The guy called me and said, do you remember when you bit me? I said, I sure did, bitch. I said, you shouldn't have grabbed me.
So the fact that you're, like, holding out until now to drop this, though, is kind of like, hey, man, like, you, like, Mike Tyson took a lot of heat for biting you. Meanwhile, you're in there biting people, too?
Well, he didn't say if it was before. Well, I guess he said it wasn't on TV.
It wasn't on TV, so it was definitely before.
Either one of his early or one of his later fights.
Yeah. Mike Tyson right now looks very interesting. Have you guys seen a picture of him recently?
I like Mike Tyson,
but that
man.
Beard?
Yeah.
He is.
He can do no wrong, in my opinion.
He is. If you want to talk about somebody who has completely done a 180 on their life, I mean, he was in some pretty dire straits in the 80s and early 90s, and has really, like, taken all of that and turned it around and made it a pretty successful and, like, meaningful career, and, like, turned into a pretty decent person afterwards, because he was bad. Real
bad. Mike Tyson was an awful person,
yeah.
And now he is, like you said, really turned it around. Still struggles a little bit from time to time,
yeah.
But it seems like weed is definitely the right thing
for him.
Like, it's, like, calmed
him
down. And I mean, like, alcohol, like, when he gets drinking, like, yeah, kind of revs the engine in the wrong way. But
he's probably my favorite athlete of all time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely my favorite athlete that we've ever had on this show.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I mean, you had those guys like Joe Montana who were bigger than life.
But you think about
Tyson was the baddest man on the planet when
right.
we were kids.
Well, you think about it, who you'd rather hang out with right now? Mike Tyson, for sure, right?
Oh, all day long.
I mean,
Montana's cool.
Joe Namath seems like he'd be a pretty good time.
Joe Namath's going to get drunk and feel me up.
That's what I mean.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we're talking about holding grudges on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show, and people certainly like to hold grudges. Maybe you don't even like to hold it. You do, right? Because
it's part of our nature, when somebody messes with you or messes you up a little bit.
Oh, I love grudges. I feel like, you know, there's so many people who are out there and they're like, I just wish all the people, you know, like they say the right thing, the nice thing, but it's so
forgive
PC.
And forget. No, man. Today we're being real, okay?
Like,
let's just talk about
it. I love it when I see somebody who I don't like fall flat on their face
when
and
they fail.
Oh, God, I love it so much. I want to pop a cork of champagne every time I see it.
In high school, Katie borrowed $100 from me to buy a yearbook, then stole my boyfriend and never paid me back.
Oh.
I hate you, Katie.
Wow, Katie is a big old bitch. That is not okay.
The $100 is one thing, but stealing the yearbook, because that stuff you just cannot get back.
16 years ago, a friend stole socks I was given for Christmas, dead to me.
Christmas socks are comfy.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand now, but at the time, I don't think that would have been a, 20 years ago, I didn't appreciate how wonderful socks are. As a gift. The Duluth 7-year socks, by the way. Legit. Okay. Wearing some right now.
This one, I am still bitter. My sister asked to borrow my Nintendo and games and take them to her college dorm. I told her no, but I was in college myself, and she took it upon herself to take it all anyway. Someone stole my gold-plated Zelda game and my original book and map, and I'm still mad about it to this very day.
Wow, yeah, that's
she took the Nintendo and the games, the gold-plated Zelda. The thing was sweet.
Hell yeah, it was. But the battery eventually died, so yeah. The saves ended up going away. But that's besides the point here. Have you ever loaned a game to somebody like when you were a kid and not got it back? Because that is a devastating moment.
Somebody stole my PlayStation 2.
Oh.
Not the 2.
My first PlayStation 2.
Were you like a freshman in college when that came out?
Freshman, sophomore in college, yeah. Somewhere in that range, yeah.
I had a friend of mine
house party and gone.
Oh, no.
Still don't know who it was, but whoever that person is, I hate you.
We tracked down guys trying to steal our Madden.
Oh, that's a whooping.
Like, at a house party, it's like, it's all of our friends, and then like two dudes we don't know who came with somebody else we don't know, and Madden comes up missing. Who do you think... We're like,
you're like, everybody strip up against the wall.
Oh, it was an ass beat. It was
bend over and cough. Have you ever accidentally done
why would you put that there? It's a cartridge.
It's circular.
It was a CD.
Have you guys ever accidentally done like the ring of death to someone's video game before?
Oh, on the Xbox?
On the Xbox.
No,
I've done that to my best friend's brother's game. She brought it over and we were like, so we just like put it back in the box.
Oh,
he just like put it back in his room.
Just pretend
it didn't
happen.
Yeah, no, he knew.
Still hold a grudge over this one. My sister chased me around the house with a knife when I was about 5 and she was 10.
Oh, my God.
I'm now 22 and I bring it up every time I see her. She continues to claim it was a butter knife. No, it wouldn't, bitch.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what do you still hold a grudge over? Maybe it's something that happened years and years and years ago, but you refuse to let it go.
One on our text line at 73100. I'm notorious for holding grudges, but this one I will take to my grave. When I was 8, my dad took me to the drag races, and there was a thing we found called junior drag racing, and all I wanted to do was be a drag racer. We got home, jumped on the computer. My dad was signing me up. Literally, the last thing we had to do was submit it. My mom walked in the room, took one glance at the computer, said nope, and walked out. My mom killed my drag racing dreams, and I'm still mad. I remind her every day. Every time we hear about drag racing, I was 8, and now I am 21.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah, especially if you feel so passionate about something. It's dangerous, though.
I mean, but you're 21. You're still young. You can get into drag racing.
Matt said, I hold a grudge.
RuPaul's got a show, right?
Matt said, I still hold
a
grudge against this lesbian that stole my car multiple times, more than I do against the guy that stabbed me a few years ago. First off, Matt, got to start making better decisions, buddy. Got to choose better friends here. I mean,
yeah.
Where did he stab you, though?
Well, I mean, that does matter,
and what
I suppose.
Did he stab you with?
Uh-huh. And what did he stab you for?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I want to know more about this stabbing.
So Matt, please text us back.
Yes.
Tell us more.
731-0.
This one, I still fantasize about taking the heavy giant history textbook to this one MF-er's face. He was a bully. Actually, two of them. Why do bullies always look 25 and have a beard when you only have one pube? Anyway, I greatly hated those two idiots and still wish them the worst.
Because they were held back.
Yeah.
That's why. Because they were, literally were. Like the guy who was like the bully at my school, there was only like one guy. Because he was like 22 and in 11th grade. That's why.
Yeah.
Try to add me on Facebook.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Get
Lloyd.
Get out of here.
Luckily, I would have added him if I couldn't have seen like all of his Facebook stuff. But I went in on Facebook and I saw him just like enjoying. Like I'm like, oh god, your life sucks.
Is there anybody who you're still like begrudgeful towards that is still like in your immediate like circle of friends?
Not really.
Like on the outskirts, even.
I'm pretty, but like acquaintances, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people who
you still have to see them,
and you like it's like you can't like avoid them.
Then you just remember
what they did to you.
Like there's a couple people who I've worked with over the years who I have had grudges against. I would say the vast majority of them I have forgiven. You know, like even our old producer, Jared, who I loved, you know, he quit our show in a way that he probably shouldn't have. And I held a grudge against him for about a year.
And then you got over it.
And then I got over it after, you know, like I was like, OK, I'm done with that now. Yeah. But there are other people who've tried to ruin our show who I will never speak to again or who I will continue to root for their failure day in and day out.
Mahoney does have an uncanny ability to root for people's failure.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've never seen before. It's quite admirable.
Yeah, when the guy who threatened to kill me died, I threw a party.
A legit
party. By a
party,
I went to the bar and I went and drank with a couple friends. But still, a little mini party celebrating his death.
When I was 12, now 32, I was going through my chubby phase. My mom's stepsister told me, well, soon you'll be giving me your hand-down clothes because she was short and petite. Saw her a few years ago at a wedding, and I think I got the last laugh because I was feeling skinny and cute. Her, not so much.
Not skinny and petite.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, the best way to get revenge is winning.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
In middle school, the girl, Holly, tried to beat me up. I hit her in the face and ran away and lost all my friends over it.
Oh, no.
She passed away due to being a druggy hooker. I'm still holding a grudge. Jesus. Jesus.
Holly's still a hoe in death.
Oh, my God.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Wow. We're going to be real.
It's this kind of day. Okay.
Uh-huh. Act like you don't have those thoughts.
No, that's pretty fair.
In college, I let my friend borrow my car. She totaled it, and then she called me collect to tell me about it. Respect.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How about holding a grudge against somebody that you care very much about still, but you never let them live it down? Cindy on her Facebook said, when my husband and I were dating, I bought us Tom Petty concert tickets. He broke up with me the day before the show and in possession of the tickets and took somebody else, even though I bought the tickets. I've never got to see Tom Petty play live, and I still hold it over his head. It's been 20 years.
Wow.
And you know he's dead now.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Still a hoe.
That is still
still a hoe and dead.
Another one on our text line at 731-00. We let my wife's sister move up here with us while she was trying to get on her feet. She was going through some tough things back home. My wedding ring comes up missing. I would always set it by the sink when I would do the dishes. After 7 years of always putting it there, it somehow disappears, and no proof she took it. But really, what an SOB. Like, that is cold.
No way that it just went down the sink drain. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
You're a woman with a wedding ring. And
I am.
I don't know if you do dishes or not.
I don't do dishes. I'm just kidding. I do. But I don't ever take it off. I never take my ring off. Because I am one of those people that once I take it off, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. I take my ring off if I'm going to, like, even if I'm eating with my hands, I take it off.
Or, like, going out to the bar with your buddies, stuff like that. You know, just normal stuff.
Oh, my God.
No, Dave, everybody knows the ring is a fuck.
Oh, my God.
the ring is a magnet. Wow.
Daniel said, oh, this one morning show that I really like packed up and moved to another town just like that, left us here in Vegas with no decent morning shows to speak of or listen to. They decided to come back like nothing ever happened. Like, they'd been here the whole time and never left. I never forgot, though. Still hurts a little bit, to be honest.
They pushed us out. They pushed us out.
They forced us out. They forced our hand.
They made us move, man. They made us.
We came back. We're cool, right? Yeah. Why are we gonna bring up old stuff?
Yeah, why? This is like when the ex is like takes you back after you did something something stupid.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, man, be cool.
Hey, you said we wouldn't bring this up. This may be one of the most horrible ones. Bought a boxer puppy for my ex's birthday. We broke up a month later. She insisted on keeping the dog. Her friend called me 2 weeks later saying she gave the dog away. What an awful person. I miss you, Lily. I assume Lily was the boxer.
Camille with a recent one here. I'm still mad at Denny's upcharging me $1.30 yesterday for sourdough toast. I totally would have gotten wheat. I don't think I'll ever recover.
So, speaking of that, took my grandparents and my parents out to dinner. And my mom and my grandmother order a margarita while they're there. Just order a margarita. They charge us for Cuervo 1600 or 1800, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man.
You can give me well.
Like, if we just order a straight margarita, well. That you don't go straight to the Cuervo.
I need the Montezuma.
They see Mahoney the Gringo come walking in and they're like,
it was a pizza place. It was an Italian pizza place.
Old money bags. Here he comes.
I was very upset by that.
I would have been too.
Joel said that Steven Spielberg and George Lucas ruined the last Indiana Jones. Never forgive him.
Oh.
Just pretend it didn't exist.
Justin said, back in 02, if my coach would have left me in, we would have won state.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Sure you would have.
In what? Chess? Nerd.
Oh, my goodness. What an ego. I mean, I'm sorry, but why do you think that, sir?
I don't know.
Like, why do you think that you're the reason why the team could have won? I don't know. Seems just a little.
Mackenzie said, I had a boss. I'd swear I'd rip her eyes out if I saw her today. Not super proud of that, but I've expected this about myself.
I mean, there's
set low expectations.
I think how bosses treat their people, the people who work for them, really shows somebody's true character. Mm-hmm. Like, if that person could do nothing for you, and if they're an underling, and you treat them like garbage, you are a stupid person.
And we talk about this all the time. Like, people that treat people in the service industry poorly because they think they can get away with it, like, that is indicative of who they are. Like, if you go on a date with somebody and they start being really rude to the waiter, the waitress, or somebody that works in the restaurant,
punch you like Baxter off the Coronado Bridge, man.
Well, I got to bring up Baxter and getting punted off the bridge, man.
He lived. He did all right. But I'm just saying, that's what I want to do. If you are rude to somebody who's just trying to do their job, like, just imagine, like, all the crappy, you know, customer service interactions that we've all had to deal with when we're on that side. And then
all of them.
Yeah, and then you're gonna double down on that?
No. It's one of the best things that I saw the other day that said, millennials, we love to tip you, and it doesn't matter whether or not the service is crap. It's still, like, just 20%. So this butthead can, like, pay all of their bills still.
Yeah. A 15% tip for me, that means F you.
Yeah.
That means F you. Yeah.
I see, I'll always tip 20%, but I'll just do it begrudgingly. I'm just like, oh, you suck.
Pay your stupid water bill.
If it's real bad, it's 15.
15%.
There is no greater insult. Me spitting in your face would be nicer than me leaving a 15% tip.
All right, so top of the list for you right now. Do you have somebody that... Or somebody's.
Mine was recently rectified because he died, and so that was our old boss, who threatened to murder me, who yelled at me and Dave every day after the show, and just told us how big of pieces of garbage that we were, and how that we
nobody wants to hear you talk. Shut up. Put a guest on.
Yeah, and like literally, like he just was the worst boss we've ever had, mm-hmm. and
So anyway, it's tough to announce, but Bossy Rossi has passed away.
No! Still to come today with no! David Mahoney.
I'm kidding. He's down the hall. I mean, still being a jerk.
And this is why we can work with Bossy Rossi. Had we not gone through, had the absolute worst boss in the world.
Having the second worst boss in the world seems like an upgrade.
It's a walk in the park. It's a walk in the park.
Way better.
Guys.
It's a life lesson.
Oh.
Sherry's going to come in here and interrupt our show.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
Mahoney is incredibly lazy.
How dare you say that? I'm incredibly efficient, my friend.
Tyler is joining us this morning. Do you believe that Mahoney is lazy or efficient?
I think he's lazy.
You're correct.
Son of a bitch,
you
Tyler.
You are correct. I have three facts about Mahoney's incredible laziness that have all been sent to us from his wife, and it's your job to figure out which one of these is not true. I will tell you that two of them are absolutely true, and even the third one has a good amount of truth to it. There's just a little detail that was changed.
A little tweak.
In order to throw you off, okay?
All right.
Dave, when I was a young man in the Boy Scouts, traveling across America, one day, while walking through the woods on a long hike, I came across a cabin with an old man who imparted these words of wisdom to me, and I have used them as my credo ever since. He said, young man, the key to life is working smarter, not harder, and you will be happy. Which is why I'm the happiest person that you guys know.
Yes. Little Buddha.
Oh, yes, you are so happy. Everything about you screams happiness and joy.
That's right.
The man with a light heart, as they call him. All right, here we go. On to number one. Our smoke detector began beeping at 2 a.m. recently, as they always do, and Mahoney got out a broomstick and pressed the button enough times to get it to be quiet for a day or two, but inevitably, it started to beep again. He couldn't figure out why it was saying low battery. In parentheses, she put, turns out the battery was low. And he was getting tired of getting up to press the quiet button. When it started beeping the next night, on cue at 2 a.m., he simply turned up the volume on his AirPods and went back to sleep, leaving me to climb atop a rickety ladder to change the battery in the middle of the night.
First off, I took the smoke detector down, and it was plugged into the house. There was like a wired thing through. I couldn't find a battery.
Right.
You had to like literally disassemble this piece of crap to find the battery.
Got it. Yep.
And also, after we learned that, it's not my fault that I slept with the AirPods in on with the noise canceling going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel like that's just
very gentlemanly of you.
Mm-hmm.
Making your wife climb a ladder at 2 a.m. to change out a battery.
I left the broomstick right next to it.
Yeah,
that's her choice.
It's easy enough to take those things down, you know?
Yeah, you just pop
it. No, man, this one is completely different. It's not where the front-facing battery.
Uh-huh,
it's not. You had to, like, remove. You had to get a Phillips head screwdriver and remove a plate.
Yeah, you had the one.
So you left her to do all of that?
She chose to do it on her own.
All right, number two. We recently got a letter from our HOA telling us we had weeds in our side yard on Veterans Day. I was enjoying the morning off, but I decided that I was going to pluck the weeds while Mahoney was finishing up on air. I heard his car pass by and looked up and saw Mahoney's car pulling up to the house. That monster pretended not to see me in the yard picking weeds and instead kept driving. He came back 20 minutes later once I was done and asked if I wanted to pick the weeds with him, knowing full well I had already done it.
First off, wasn't 20 minutes later.
That is such a you
Second
thing.
Of all, I didn't see her out there picking the weeds.
Uh-huh.
Third of all, the reason why I drove by my house is because I got a Postmates notification. So I've been ordering food for pickup through Postmates because it's like a one-button push. I don't even have to call in my orders anymore. And I got a notification as I was pulling into my neighborhood that my order was ready. So I turned back around, went out, picked up my gyro plate, and came back home.
On to number three. I got a jump on ordering the Christmas cards this year, and the addresses all finished up this weekend. We piled neatly a stack right there on the shelf in the kitchen, ready to be dropped off at the post office after Thanksgiving. Mahoney had some friends over to do Beer for Breakfast podcasts, and they noticed the cards on the shelf, and Mahoney loudly proclaimed to his friends that he was so happy he'd gotten them done early, and then she put in all caps, he had literally nothing to do with this except for being in the wedding photo that I used for the cards.
First off, I took that photo, edited that photo,
uh-huh.
and you know, we are a family. We are married. I said we got our cards done already. You know, I mean, I was bragging about, you know, how good we are about getting these, whatever the, not letters, but the cards ready to be shipped right after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. All right, Tyler, it's up to you, my man. It's time for you to pick the one that is not true. Keep in mind, two of these are absolutely true.
She did sign my name.
Oh, my gosh, she signed your name.
She didn't even give me a chance to sign them, though. Okay. She didn't. She already put them in the envelopes. Amazing. She did not give me time to sign my name.
I like her. She was waiting around for you.
Yeah, she's like, let's go. Left, probably left them out for about 3 days, and she's like, screw
love
this.
Love that move.
Wasn't 3 days.
5 days?
No.
A week.
2 weeks.
4 minutes.
All right. All right, Tyler, what do you think? Talk it through with us. Which one sounds like it's absolutely real?
I think he definitely left the broomstick there next to the fire alarm, just because, or the smoke detector, if you call it.
Yeah, you are correct on that one. So I'll go ahead and give you a hint right now. That one is absolutely true.
That smoke detector is the biggest piece of crap in the history of the world.
We get it. Yeah. Now, one of the following two is also true. You're trying to find the one that is not true. Which one do you think is not true here for the win?
The one that's not true. I think the one that's not true would be...
Is it the picking the weeds or is it the Christmas cards?
I think it's the picking the weeds.
You sure about that?
Are you serious?
Because
you are correct, Tyler. He is trying to bamboozle you.
I was about to say, you seriously drove past her while she was picking the weeds.
So she said, you are correct. He knew I was plucking the weeds, and so he just came home once he knew I'd be done with it. There was no drive-by.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, more bad news if you're into vaping. E-cigarettes may damage not just your lungs, but also your brain vessels.
Oh.
E-cigarettes could damage blood vessels in the brain, and countries should consider banning them, according to scientists. Tests on humans and mice have suggested vaping stiffens the arteries and speeds up the heart, raising blood pressure, risking brain damage. It also produces a chemical which forces a naturally occurring enzyme in the body to trigger internal tissue damage, according to German researchers. Cardiologists say that countries should think about following the example of India and Singapore and banning e-cigarettes outright. I didn't know that India and Singapore had done that.
Well, it's crazy because India is like, I wonder if, because India is one of the countries, and it's one of the largest countries in the world, but their population that actually smokes regular cigarettes is pretty monstrous. I think it's only behind China in terms of tobacco usage.
See, that just makes me think it's big tobacco.
Well, the thing that I don't like about this, I feel like we should have, you know, I don't know, laws in place, but ordinances in place where vaping in public should not be allowed. Much like marijuana smoking is not allowed in public. I don't think cigar smoking and or cigarette smoking in public should be allowed either. But if you want to do it at a predetermined place or at your, you know, home or wherever where you're not affecting other people, then you should do it. I don't like the government banning it. I'm an adult. I should be able to make my own choices. Let me do it if I'm over the age of 18.
Yeah.
But ban it in public because you look like a douche.
Well, not only that, but you're affecting other people whenever they're inhaling it. So.
Like, I smoke cigars. I enjoy the cigar every now and then, but I would never think about smoking a cigar in a public place.
So an arrest warrant has been issued for a man charged with murdering a Popeyes customer who cut in line. Look, we've all wanted to murder somebody who cuts in line. You don't actually do it. A 30-year-old man has been charged with murder in the case of a 28-year-old man who was stabbed to death at a Maryland Popeyes last week after he cut in line for their chicken sandwich. Yep. Police released the name of the suspect, who was pictured on the surveillance camera at the time of the incident last Monday. He's considered armed and dangerous, faces charges of first-degree murder, second-degree murder, first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment. A warrant is out for his arrest, and police believe that he is still in the area based on the information from the public and authorities.
The frenzy and the mania that's behind this Popeye's chicken sandwich is so overrated. It is ridiculous. You guys just need to stay at home.
I will never eat one of these stupid sandwiches just because it's so overhyped.
And what's up with everybody assaulting individuals inside fast food restaurants? I feel like every single day there's a new video of somebody getting hurt and harmed.
It's stupid people doing stupid things. That's what it boils
down
to. For clout,
and everyone's just always videoing it. Put your phone down and call 911, you idiots.
Just go to Chick-fil-A.
You know what
their
drives
me crazy?
Their
sandwich is 1,000 times better. And you know what? Even Wendy's chicken sandwich, spicy chicken
so
sandwich.
So much better.
Still,
the Asiago Ranch Club. Wendy's, what's up, girl?
But, like, here's the thing, too. Like, I've been into a lot of Popeyes. I've eaten a lot of Popeyes in my day.
Same.
And I've eaten a lot of Chick-fil-A in my day. Those are two vastly different dining experiences. I walk into a Popeyes, it looks like even the nicest one I've ever been in is still pretty much a disaster. Almost every Chick-fil-A I've ever been to anywhere in the country, awesome.
Pristine.
Except for, I went to Chick-fil-A over the weekend, and I had a lady tell me about her granny panties as I was getting rung up.
Wait, did she work there?
Yes.
And she just, how did that come up in conversation?
I was wearing a beanie. She uh-huh. like, I like your beanie. I said, thanks. I got it at Forever 21. And then she started telling me about all of the, like, she was like, the things that she's tried on there, and her granny panties are always showing. She was like, I'm a granny panties girl. I was like, can I just give my chicken nuggets lady? Like,
was she an actual granny? Like,
no.
How old was she?
She was like, we'll say 38.
Was she hot? Or no?
Hot for a 38-year-old working behind the counter at Chick-fil-A.
I have a thing for granny panties. That's the only reason why I ask.
But oh, my God.
Yeah, that never happens to us.
Yeah,
like, there's never like an attractive 38-year-old who's like, let me tell you about my panties.
It was a good it wasn't even a panty. It was just granny panties.
I'm going to start wearing a beanie everywhere I go.
Oh, God. Yeah, but it's just like, I guess it's Jesus. Like, Jesus was telling her to hike him up to high heaven so that she'd be safe and sound down there. But I don't know. It was just a mess.
Safe and sound down there.
I don't know.
So a woman who allegedly trespassed 3 days in a row at the CIA headquarters, good idea, by the way, has been requesting to speak to Agent Penis. Recently showed up at the home of the former president, Barack Obama, according to a federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia. Jennifer G. Hernandez, 58, in North Carolina, who is charged with trespassing at an agency installation without authorization for repeatedly visiting the CIA, later showed up at Obama's D.C. area home, despite the court's order to stay away from all government-related facilities. She's been thought that there's been a lot of turmoil been going on and acknowledged being at the home of Obama. I won't go back there, she told the judge. Tell me what to do, and I'll abide by the law. The judge is like, yeah, we already told you, and you're looking for Agent Penis. So.
I feel like she's got her wires crossed. I mean, if you're looking for like somebody in the military, maybe a private dick. Agent Penis, private dick. One of these guys. Maybe you just need a private investigator.
Yeah,
Officer Wang.
Officer Wang, Mr. Tom.
Isn't that guy running for president now? It's Yang.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, I just read the news on Instagram. Congratulations on Baby Pharaoh number 3. Bye.
Message deleted.
Yeah.
So it's so funny that Audrey saw the picture that my wife posted first thing this morning announcing that we are pregnant with baby number 3, going to be April of 2020 if everything goes well, which we are certainly hoping for, but really exciting. But Audrey, like, legitimately super excited. Like, she's, like, emotional about it. I remember when Mahoney found out, because it was a few days ago when Mahoney found out, and he was just like, all right, cool.
No, you did not.
I mean, I'm happy.
Did not care at all.
No, I'm happy for it.
No,
you know?
I'm really,
I mean,
like,
it's great, you know?
Ian's response, I'm wondering who the father is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the question. Thank you.
I'm just mad that you're going to get an extra 6 weeks of paternity leave, you
yeah,
son
no,
of a bitch.
Yeah, I know, man.
Right? Like, what are you knocking
them up?
I'm
trying
to knock one out every year, man.
I have a baby every year.
What kind of scam are you running here?
It's not a scam. I will choose to celebrate having my baby however I please, which sometimes is going on vacation without my baby.
It's very important. You know, the baby misses you and needs you more afterwards.
That's right. It's separation. It makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh, no, but seriously, congratulations. That's
Thank
so
you.
Awesome
Thank
to you,
we're,
Brittany, and your family.
How many more excited. After this?
She wants 4, so one more after
one
this.
More?
That's a lot of kids, man.
Yeah,
you
I know.
To field a football
yeah,
team?
Dude.
What's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
She wants 4 kids.
Wow.
I'm not in charge here. I'm just the stunt D.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what the hell happened that gave jean shorts such a bad reputation? I don't get it. Like, one decade, they're all the rage and cool, and now they're like a sign of either dadness or just frowned upon because they're denim. It's complete BS.
Message deleted.
Jean shorts for women is different than men, though.
Yeah, I totally disagree. Like, jean shorts for women are cool, but it's because they became cool again with hot chicks.
Yeah.
And when hot chicks wear anything, it makes it look cool.
Yeah, because they're hot.
Because they're hot chicks.
You don't see, like, you know, the only, like, buff dude you see in jean shorts is John Cena. Yeah. And he ain't cool.
You can't even see him.
No.
I just see some floating jorts. What's going on here?
Who's in those shorts?
I feel like men's shorts have come along, though. Like, I mean, I don't really feel like jean shorts are the best, you know, even, like, tactically for a man in 2019.
This might be a Southern thing of me to say, but I love a good chino. Like, chino shorts?
What are chino shorts?
This is basically just, like, the if you take chino peg pants and you just make them into shorts.
Oh, they look like Dockers. They just look like short Dockers.
Yeah.
Like short, like capri just, style?
Like normal shorts, do you but like they're like dressy-ish looking.
Do you like the capri pants on dudes?
No, not at all.
Not for you, okay.
No.
That's a whack look.
That's a whack look.
Whack.
That's whack.
Do you guys wear shorts?
Occasionally. But most of mine are golf shorts.
I mean,
because they're comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, not to work ever.
Like dressy. It's like dressy shorts.
It feels too casual for me to wear shorts to work.
Yeah.
Unless it's really hot outside.
Even still, I don't need people seeing my legs.
Man.
I don't need to be exciting the crowds.
You being a lady?
I got really nice legs.
Just got to cover the knees.
Did you say you have really nice legs?
Compared to everything else.
It's the one part of your body that just inadvertently gets worked out.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
So there's take your kid to work day, but what about animals? Why can't we have a day where people bring in their animals? We all know Audrey would. Would Ian bring in the cats? And would you all be cool with that?
Message deleted.
I feel like this already happens. Isn't there a bring your dog to work day?
There is, and we just had one recently.
Our job does, but I'd say most jobs don't have like a bring your animal to work
day.
Well,
I mean, yeah, if you work in a factory, it's like...
Yeah.
Well, even in a normal office. Even here, you know, in a radio station, it's still
I feel like
pretty
the culture
disruptive.
Is changing. What happened?
I mean, we're joking about the factory. Ian got it.
Because my cats would totally do
just
that.
Just the machine just goes.
Oh.
I still don't get it. It's
someone's
like over
pet
my head.
Got into the.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
They're dead now.
Oh.
They did.
It's a hot dog. It's a secret ingredient.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's a job posting offering $1,000 for people to shop locally for the holidays. Would you guys do it?
Yeah.
$1,000. I mean, it's good money, but shopping locally is nice, and there's a lot of local places that I really like frequenting. But as far as shopping for the holidays, I feel like that would make it so much harder.
So
like,
much harder.
Everything now, like I've always been so bad at holiday shopping. Amazon has made things so much easier, and not doing it through somebody like Amazon would kill it for me. I wouldn't do it.
Have you and your wife come to an agreement yet about holidays as far as exchanging gifts?
So a few months ago, she said, you know, I don't think for Christmas that we should do gifts for each other, you know, because we have two kids, three on the way. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do for the kids.
Three on the way.
And I'm like, you know what? I get it. Like, that's fine with me. That sounds like a great idea. Let's just not do it. And ever since then,
you think this is a bamboozle?
She has proceeded to tell me about all the stuff that she wants for Christmas, which I'm like, hey, I thought we had an understanding. And she's like, oh yeah, that's right. And I'm like, you trying to trick me? Trying to trick me.
Do you guys do that as well?
My wife and I usually do Christmas and birthdays, but my family, like the greater family, like my mom, my grandparents, and we've decided that no more. No more Christmas presents.
When you get
to
a certain age, I think you're like, well, why? What's the point?
Like, it's too hard. It's like, let me just take you out to dinner.
Yeah.
Like, that's what all of us want anyway.
I like that.
Spend some time together.
Yeah.
Hang out. Watch a little football.
Like, my wife doesn't have to get me anything. And that's the thing. Like, anything I want, I have zero compulsion control. I will go
You'll
and
just
I,
go buy it right
I,
away.
I go and I buy it. Like, yeah. I don't want to wait 3 or 4 months for something. I want it. Why want it right now? Whether it's going to be detrimental to my bank account or not. I want it right now, so.
See, I like the shop local aspect, though. But, I mean, for as far as the holidays is concerned, we're not really.
What, I'm going to get her some, like, organically sourced honey?
Yeah, which, honestly, allergy seasons, it's going to help. But, no, we're just, this year, I think we're like, we need new We need some new bedroom
stuff. I want, like...
you know what I mean? Like, we need some, like, curtains. No, I already got those. We don't need any more of those. They all do the same thing.
I will tell you an awesome gift to get your husband, if you don't have one, get him a leaf blower.
I guess you've only met him a couple times. I was going to say, he is like you in the sense of, like, he is calling anyone to come over and fix and do things for our house before he is out there doing them himself.
Leaf blower's fun.
Leaf blowers are fun.
Because then I'm the one who's going to get stuck with the leaf blower.
Well, then you'll have fun with the leaf blower.
Yeah, the leaf blowers are a good time, man.
Yeah, they are.
So a guy ran a race in full SWAT gear, saved somebody's life, and then proposed. It was at the finish line of the Allstate Hot Chocolate 15K.
Hell yeah.
Which is in Chicago, and a police sergeant by the name of Mike Wanacki, his girlfriend, and a complete stranger.
Mike said Wazowski?
Is that the guy from Monsters, Inc.?
Yes.
Mike Wazowski.
Said that there was a serendipitous thing that happened. He is a 19-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department and SWAT medic planning on proposing to his girlfriend of several years. They were all stationed during the 9-mile race as he was approaching the end, rehearsing his lines in his head.
Oh.
He heard people screaming, "Medic, medic." And he runs over, administers CPR, and ended up saving somebody's life. After that's done, finished the race, got down on one knee, and said, "Aaron, I don't know what to say. And I just realized what was going on," and proposed right there on the spot. So he'd been planning on proposing after finishing this 9-mile race in SWAT gear.
Which is like 20 to 30 pounds.
It's a lot.
Extra gear, at least.
You think about running close to 10 miles in SWAT gear, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, obviously in phenomenal shape, went through with the proposal even though he'd got sidetracked a little bit by saving somebody's life.
Whoa, what a hero. Cool dude. How do you say no to that?
Or was it one of his friends who'd like faked having a heart attack right there?
Oh, right.
Medic! So Dan Bilzerian has been called the king of Instagram, also the king of the douches.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to introduce you to the real lord of the douches. This guy's an actual king. He is the king of Swaziland. He has been accused of, quote, showing the middle finger to his country because they have an incredibly impoverished population after spending $16.6 million on a fleet of luxury cars for his 14 wives. He had 19 Rolls Royces imported and about 120 BMWs, according to reports, some which were seen being delivered last month. The average salary in Swaziland is $13,000 a year.
It has a GDP, so it's gross
domestic product.
Yeah,
yep.
For the entire year is only $4.4 billion for the entire country.
That's brutal.
You're looking at a country with like 1.3 million people.
So to put this into perspective, that means that the average person would have to work for 70 years without spending a penny of what they made in order to afford one of the Rolls Royces that he bought. And he just bought 19 of them and 120 BMWs for his wives. He has 14 wives.
We as the people of the world, we no longer need royalty. Like, let's do it like how the British do it. Like, where they really don't mean anything. They don't really make any decisions whatsoever. They're just kind of figureheads. Like, but having, like, a monarchy in running a state or a country is crazy right now, right?
He is the only absolute monarch on the continent and one of the few remaining in the world that has that kind of power. But 1.3 million people in the country, average making $13,000 a year.
Disgusting, man.
He's got 14 wives, had 15, one died from skin cancer, unfortunately. 25 children, a reputation for lavishly spending. And again, the World Food Program estimates that 63% of the country's population lives below the poverty line. 63%.
You've got to be some sick kind of person in order just to look at the impoverished people all around you. And you're just like, you know what, I'm going to have 14 wives and get all this luxury stuff.
I'm going to get 120 BMWs for my 14 wives.
Like, that is disgusting.
Yeah, when you are the head of a state and your money is directly tied into coming from your people, from the land, yep. from them. It's like, it's a big difference between like someone like Jeff Bezos, who, yes, there are plenty of Amazon workers who should be paid more, the working conditions should be better, but there's a big difference between somebody like that who's, you know, operating a business versus operating a country and just stealing from the people.
Well, and those people don't have any choice. Like, they were born there, they lived there. It's like, people can go work at Amazon or not work at Amazon. You know, it's way different.
It's a massive difference.
And finally, anyone want to go on vacation with me to France?
France, no.
Beaches in southwest France along the Atlantic coast have been shut down after large bricks of cocaine and other drugs have been washing ashore.
Oh, well, I was about to say, yeah, but they've been shut down. We can't get any.
Socle bleu!
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
There's a sheriff out there whose name is and he hates us. Yeah, why does the sheriff hate us so much? It's because of his name. What is his name? 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer, a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. You know, it's around the holiday season. Maybe you want to get some stuff for the holidays, or maybe you just want to fix up the house, maybe a new coffee table, whatever it is. Living Spaces has all kinds of great stuff, and you're able to get your way onto some nice new things for the place with a $250 promo card.
And here's a hint. It's not because we committed any crimes in their county.
Right. We have not committed crimes in their county.
In their county.
Yet.
But we may.
We might.
We may, just because this guy's a son of a bitch.
Yeah. You come at us, bro.
We'll come at you. We'll create a crime wave like you've never seen before.
Have you really tried to reach out to this gentleman and get him on the show, and he won't?
He will not. He refuses to even talk to us. He says,
no way.
He actually told us that he does not think that what we're doing is funny, even though we like aren't trying to be funny by what we're doing. In that regard.
Oh, he thinks that you all.
Right, yeah. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Jimmy.
Timmy, what is this sheriff's name?
David J. Mahoney.
That's right. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. I don't know if he's just so caught up in all of his own BS that he doesn't realize that that's just like our names.
Your names,
right?
He thinks
you
stole them.
Yeah, he thinks that maybe like we're trying to spoof him or mock him.
I feel like we should start supporting his whatever the candidates run against him, because it's an elected. He's not even like he's an elected sheriff.
He should be using you guys to make himself more famous.
That's right.
You would think.
That's right.
We would be all on board.
Yeah, we'd
deputize us. Give us guns.
That's what we need for sure.
That's what should happen.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada.